Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's backstage tour to local theaters. I'm Steve Hunt. My partner Gene Paul is off today. Today our guests are Scotty Heverling, who is the artistic director and the director of Synesthesia Artist Collective production of Rocky Horror Show. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you for having us.
And also we have Paige Langett, who is playing a part in this show, and I'm going to let her tell you, our listening audience, what part she's playing, because for those of you who are Rocky Horror fans, it may surprise you. So welcome to the show, Paige.
Thank you.
Well, you're doing Rocky Horror Show, and I don't say Rocky Horror Picture Show because this is the stage version, not the film version, mm-hmm. but there are some similarities, aren't there, Scott?
There are. You know, they have a little bit of the audience interaction. They have the callbacks, and I don't think I'm allowed to say those words on radio. But if you're a Rocky Horror fan, you know what those are. And so there's a lot of that immersive element to the production, just like they have with the film. If anybody's ever gone out and seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's very similar. It's very exciting. It's super fun. But we're kind of putting our own spin on it this year.
And Paige, let's go ahead and tell the audience who you're playing in the show.
I am playing Riff Raff this year.
And
very
tell
exciting.
Us, tell us about that part.
Riff Raff is the right-hand man, if you will, to Frankenfurter. He and his sister Magenta basically are Frank's, you know, go-to servants.
Mm-hmm. And for those two people in our listening audience who have never heard of Rocky Horror Show, it's been going on since when? The 80s, I think, or maybe even before then. The stage show was back in the 70s, I think.
It was. Yeah. Richard O'Brien wrote it back in 1972.
Who played Riff Raff.
Exactly. Yep. Right. He was Riff Raff in the movie version. Yeah. And it's been playing literally ever since it debuted in 1973.
And it started out as a stage show.
It did. It started out as a stage show, and he had written just a couple of songs for it. And as they were rehearsing it, he was writing more. He was realizing there was more and more that needed to go into it. And he would write more songs for the show until it was the completed version that it is now.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but it seems that when the show first came out as a stage show, it bombed. And then it became a film and got this cult status, and now is gone back to being the stage show, and maybe the film has helped it. Did you find that out?
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, it's really a cult classic film, and so the following came after the movie, which is really interesting. And, I mean, Mad Myrna's has been doing it. This is their 9th year doing Rocky, their 10th year doing theater, so it's a really big year for Myrna's this year, and it's a big year for Rocky, and I mean, it's almost in a couple of years it'll be its 30th year anniversary. I mean, it's been around for a long time, mm-hmm. and everybody's still doing it, and I enjoy it. I think it's a lot of fun. So,
and like you mentioned, you're doing it at Mad Myrna's, which is a space that sort of lends itself to... I've seen some shows there. I saw Tommy there. Mm-hmm. And the sort of the rock and roll musicals really work well there. How are you finding working in that space? Have you done the show before there?
I performed it. Oh God, I've performed it twice before this. Mm-hmm. I once did it as dancer chorus, and then I performed it as Brad last year, which was just incredible. Regina McDonald directed that production. I love working in this space. It's going to be a little bit different this year than anybody's ever seen. We've kind of changed over and adapted the space to fit our vision. As this year, we're kind of putting a new spin on the cult classic, and we're using the style of immersive theater to transform the world of Rocky Horror into a 1930s carnival. So it'll be the Rocky Horror Freak Show this year, and that's all I can really reveal about that at this moment, but a lot of really exciting opportunities for audiences out there to come out and see this year.
Can you explain the term immersive theater for those who may not be familiar with that term?
I was introduced to it this last year when I went to New York with collective member Lisa Willis. When we were there, we went and saw Punch Drunk's production of Sleep No More while we were there, and that's really a retelling of the story of Macbeth across 6 floors of a hotel, so much more extravagant than what we're doing. But essentially, you're immersed in this world where the audience gets to interact with the characters, and they really are in the middle of the set. They're in the middle of this story, of this telling, and it's such a wonderful way of telling a story and a wonderful way of bringing the audience into your world. And so that's what we're trying to do this year. We're trying to kind of induct audiences into CineArts' way of putting on shows and introduce audiences to our unique vision this year. And so that's kind of the idea behind this first production, is kind of getting the audience into this world of Rocky, into this world of CineArts theater. So
I hate to ask this question for potential audience members not to come, but will they be involved with the telling of the story, or will they be, they are participants, as you said, because of the nature of the show, but will you be requiring them to do things as part of the show, as part of this immersive
They're not required to do things as a part of the show, but they will be in the middle of the action.
Mm-hmm. And Paige, have you ever worked like this before?
Not necessarily in a production. Working at Mad Myrna's and doing doing the variety shows there, we're right in people's faces. We're constantly doing things with the audience and having to be able to react to audiences and what they would do. So it's kind of a off the cuff, being able to quickly react to what somebody might do, but still stay in your character. I think a lot of that tends to lend a hand to what this show is requiring as well.
And you know, one thing about the movie, different from the play, as all movies are from plays, is that in a movie with this feedback to the screen, the performers in the screen can't react.
Right.
But you as live actors certainly can. How have you prepared for that?
We've got an amazing directive team. We have stage managers and assistant stage managers that are feeding us callbacks so that we can know what to expect to react to, getting in our faces and pretending that we're our street selves, and us being able to stay in character and go, no, I'm not Paige, I'm Riff Raff. I need to stay in character. So
sounds fascinating. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt. My guests are Scott Haverling, who is the director of Rocky Horror Show, and Paige Langett, who is playing Riff Raff at the production being produced by Synesthesia Artist Collective at Mad Myrna's. Let's talk a little bit more about Synesthesia Artist Collective. This is a company that was formed last year, I believe, by Scott Haverling. Mm-hmm. And you have really taken off. Last year, you had one show, I believe, at Grant Hall, House of Yes?
Yes, House of Yes.
And talk a little bit more.
Yes.
So you're now putting on more than just one show. You're putting on several. We missed having your season talk this summer, so let's talk about your upcoming season.
We just had our season reveal party, which was a lot of fun. We had a really great turnout, and we kind of established the company in fall 2013. Several close colleagues and I decided to put on a production, The House of Yes, as a passion project. And over the following months, we kind of started to take shape, and we added collective members, which are the administrators in the company. And finally, we started putting on the fully staged production and creating our season. And it was really due to the generosity of the community of Anchorage that we were even able to get started. And so now we have the opportunity to put on five productions this year, Rocky being the first one. Then in the spring, we have Flowers for Algernon, which is it's a tale of the parallel transformations of a mentally disabled man and a laboratory mouse that undergo surgery to increase their intelligence through artificial means.
And for those who know the film Charlie, which is based on that book, one of my favorite films and favorite books, I love that book. So I'm looking forward to seeing the stage version of that.
Yeah, and we have an incredible cast lined up for that. I'm really excited about that. I'm really looking forward to it. I have two handicapped sisters, and so that's something that's really close to my heart. And then our next exciting show is The Evolution of Henry, which will be going up in May. And that's going to be a collaboration with our dance company. And it will be a full-length dance theater piece set in a psychiatric ward. And it takes a look at the monsters in all of us. And that'll be a completely original piece. We're writing it on the fly between January and May, and really working with our dancers and creating these characters out of themselves, which will be a lot of fun.
You know, it sounds like your company is really interesting in that you are an artist collective, not just a theater company. You're incorporating dance, music, and theater all together.
And we also have visual arts as well. Lucy Franklin has created limited edition prints for our season this year. And they're stunning. She's just done such a wonderful job. And so we've been really trying to pull in visual artists as well for scenic painting, for graphic design, for all of these different areas so that we can kind of move forward into the future and bring multimedia into the world of the arts, or performance arts, as it were.
Sounds exciting. You mentioned five shows. We're up to three. Let's see what we have coming up.
We have a musical double feature. So that's our 4 and 5. They're both one acts. The first one is Schneewis, which is an American opera. It's about a Native American woman struggling with the choice of following tradition or creating her own path. And so that production, it's going to be the first time it's been done in over 100 years with an orchestra. So I'm ecstatic about that production. And then after that, the second part of the double feature is Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which is kind of a raucous look at our nation's founding rock stars reinventing the life of our 7th president. So that kind of follows the Trail of Tears. So they kind of have similar aspects to them. They have that assimilation sort of feel to them. And we wanted to do something that was contemporary and something that was classical so that audiences can get both looks.
And the music, how different is it from the two different operas?
How different is the music between
the
shows?
Yeah, right.
Well, one is an American opera and one is a contemporary musical. So they're a stark contrast. Paige is actually playing a role in Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson as well. The lead female role, actually. So fancy.
Well, Paige, why don't you tell us a bit about that role then?
Oh, we actually haven't even discussed too much about what she, her vision. I don't know, Scott. Do you know a whole lot about?
She's the storyteller in the production. And so she kind of helps create this world and narrate this world in it. It's done in the style of emo rock music. So that's kind of the juxtaposition, is that we have this very classical opera and this very contemporary musical. And so Paige's voice is going to fit so well with that. And she's a rock star, and so I'm really...
Sounds great.
...really looking forward to having her part of that production.
So, Scott, it's so exciting to hear you talk about different things going on, and you mentioned now emo.
Emo.
Explain that to our audience.
Emo rock music is... It's short for emotional. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like punk rock. Essentially,
I feel like Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson's music follows in a very similar way to Green Day's American Idiot when they did American Idiot on Broadway. I feel it's very a teen angsty kind of punk rock sound.
Or if you know the album The Black Parade, it's kind of along those lines. It's very punk. It's very screamo sort of, you know, it brings in a lot of elements of contemporary rock bands that are going on right now.
So the juxtaposition of this 100-year-old opera with this new thing is going to be, but there's similar themes. You mentioned a Native American woman and Andrew Jackson. Interesting.
Exactly.
Well, Scott and Paige, it's been great to have you on the show today talking about both your season coming up as well as your upcoming production of Rocky Horror Show being performed at Mad Myrna's on October the 3rd opening and running through November the 8th. Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you so much for having us.
Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.